The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Broadcasting from the World Wide Web, it's Big Fat Winners Radio.
I don't do the most, but I do a lot. I'ma make a toast, cause we still alive. No big, I feel like Pac. I shoot a shot. I'm coming in hot. Yeah, coming in hot, just like the fajita. I write what I live, my life in the speaker. I'm nice with the flow, just like the demeanor. I'm feeding my fam, I'm feeding the meter. They got the iron while I got the steamer. I bring the fire, but you never seen her. I testify, I don't need a subpoena. They want my soul, better go to Korea. I love my dog just like I'm Peter. Gotta protect him. I made the call, it but just like I'm reffing. I know we left, yeah, now we back together. But I guess that is better now, later than never. Like, what's happening? I'ma need y'all, quit asking when. Me and my wife gon' have some kids. Right now, we just practicing. Practicing. Teacher said, quit rapping, man. That gon' hurt my average. I said, thank God I ain't average.
Final show, baby. Just
well, not forever.
Well, just started right now, though. Just started. Love well, it. Final forever. Show
hey,
of the year.
March Madness, baby. We'll be here.
No, I'll probably do. We'll talk about hoops. We're going to talk a little bit about hoops, Big Fat Winners. It is Wednesday. God, I can't. February 3rd. That's crazy. Crazy. Think about how long this year has been. Are you kidding me?
I look at least a year older. At least.
Now I'm just saying, just the year. Are you kidding me? The shenanigans that have gone on in this year in life and just stuff. Some people
not affected at all. I look
weather. Dude, I'll be honest with you. I think I was going to comment to you. You look money, man. You look good. If people could see you, they would understand you look good. Now, tell the people. I mean, we're going to talk a little life, right? Got to. It's the last show. We don't know if we're ever going to do another show. Ever. We think we will. We feel good about the fall, but you never know what life's going to bring. So it is, every last show, I always say, man, you just never know. What about, so you had, what'd you get your hog operated on? For real?
Had to. Had a botched circumcision when I was younger, so we had to snip the extra fat. A little extra something was there. Hey, it was holding it back.
So it looked like a hammerhead shark or something, literally.
Yep, pretty much.
I'm trying to think about not that I want to picture your hog.
No.
You've been going along with it your whole life. Like when you were younger and you were getting sized for a girl and you had that thing, and when one side would hang, man, it was like, yeah.
No. What? No, it was tight like a rope. You could see through it though. Imagine that. Oh. Imagine you look down and to the right of your hog, there's a little, you can see like a pinhole because there's skin still attached, but it's only a centimeter.
Of,
you know what I mean? It's not a lot of skin.
Did it hurt? Faster.
Well, it's hard until I know what to compare it to. You know what I mean? Like,
well, I mean, I've only had it
that way.
You haven't had a vasectomy yet.
No.
Yeah. I had to have two. For real. No, I'm not kidding you. Dude, it was crazy. It was crazy. Yeah. Had to have two. I go in now. This is true. The doc gave me 6 pills. He said, literally, this is what he said to me. Because he knew I was I've been a freak my whole, just issues, wouldn't get on planes for years, used to skip business. I mean, it was crazy. Anyway, I mean, I think I missed one of my boys when I was young. It's the worst thing I've ever done. I was supposed to be like in his wedding and I wouldn't travel. I'm just like,
you
I'm
told
out.
Me that.
Anyway, awful person. But yeah, so he said, listen, these 6 pills. Now you're good. You better get a vasectomy, dude. You're too young.
No.
You want more kids?
No, she's got that handled.
I'm just saying, I was for sure not. It was game over. So, anyway, he said these 6 pills will take down an elephant. That's what he said to me, and I thought he was joking. The first five I took, I didn't feel anything. And by the sixth one, I was in the shower and I almost literally went through the glass. It was crazy. And when I went in to the doctor's office, I pulled my pants down. And you're supposed to wear tight. You know, I wore the tight ones because when you leave, you got to wear tight to snug those nuts because they just chopped on them, right? You got to go put the veggies on them or whatever.
What?
Yeah, it's no joke, dude.
And let me tell you, I will never.
Hey, I walk in.
You ain't been right since.
Listen, I got my wife's leopard skin panties on tighter than a mother. And I walk in. Now I'm so looped when we go into the doc's office to check in. I drop my drawers. There's this little kid there. I got the leopard on. There's this little kid there in like a little sheriff outfit. Now I look at him with my drawers down and my leopard skin. And it was my buddy's wife who was doing, I mean, it was a fiasco. And I look at him. I'm like, what? I'm hammered. Like I feel, I mean, it was like I smoked six bowls and I'm like, what's up, sheriff? And he pulls out his gun. Nothing. And he goes, nothing, partner. The little kid. Now my pants are down to my shoes. And I'm sitting in my wife's leopard skin. My wife just could, I mean, it was a full fiasco. Anyway, he did the surgery and he needed to make an extra clip. I had something longer in there. I don't know what I don't even know what he said. That's something bigger, probably just bigger.
Hey,
I'm just telling you. And he didn't snip it. I had to go back 6 weeks later and they check like whatever the time was 6 weeks. Hey, is anything swimming? Yep. You got lots swimming. Come on back.
Yep. No, let me tell you. Idea of your hog. It's the surgery twice. It makes me.
Oh, dude, thinking the about first time it didn't hurt though. The first time I left, I'm like, I don't even feel like anything happened. Well, I didn't, obviously. The second time, not great.
They knew so, that. Hey, they.
Oh, he went for that. You. He went for that spot on me, man.
It was like Florida State.
Dude, it hurt like a month. Anyway, so then what else did you do? You did you told me you almost bled to death this weekend. What happened?
That was the main. It was from that.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean,
and
how many hours?
It bled for what? 8 hours? 10 hours?
Oh, it just kept bleeding, dude. I leave the spot, right? I leave the spot on laughing gas. They're like, I'm high off my ass on laughing gas still. They send me out to my car. I'm so messed up. I had to get with my boys and start talking stocks about GameStop because I knew I couldn't drive. I couldn't believe they put me behind the wheel of a car at that point. I had to wait a good 10 minutes before I could go.
And then you bled out almost.
Well, because I had a tea time, baby. I thought I was lying.
So wait a minute. You're playing golf, bleeding in your pants like a
ninth hole, playing terrible, bleeding straight through my pants, my money golf pants. I said, well, that can't be great. Go check the bathroom. It ain't great. Get back home, take a shower. Dumbest thing I could do. It's right. Leaking like a stuck
thing.
It looks like I'm trying to make bacon. It is terrible. Hey, I'm doing the show as we speak, naked from this Clemson t-shirt down. There ain't nothing on me.
Oh, don't stand up. I don't want to see doing the guy, man.
Hey, all you want to do is free ball because it is terrible. Tell you what, though, it looks. It gave me a little something, a little extra something.
Well, you know what? I can tell you this. I looked it up. You lost about another. You're down to – when you get under five, dude, you're mini-me, man. You lost another half.
How did I lose?
I'm just messing with you. Then you almost bled to death. Your wife, she didn't seem to care. She was like, let him bleed or something, right? You were bitter.
Hey.
You told me you were salty.
Well, for a minute.
Okay. She was going to let it go. Throw her under the bus, dude. No one knows her. Throw her right under the bus.
No, everybody, not just her, everybody involved was like, oh, suck it up. You'd be fine. Then my boy came, because I was alone. My boy came over, who's a cop, and said, yeah, this is a show. So I had to go to the ER, dude. It was bad.
I know.
I was fine, though. It wasn't bad. It just, we couldn't get it to stop bleeding. It wasn't like I was pale or anything.
No, I'm with you. Hey, just so you know, the new thing.
Bucks defense.
For life. No, this is life.
Bucks defense
stuff.
Going to be bleeding.
Oh, Jesus. That's great.
They're going to be like me at the ER. Get the ambulance out, baby.
Dude, how about, what about, now they're telling us that we might have, I'm just jumping all over till we get to football because we're going to do tonight.
I'm ready. Hit
Dude,
me.
Now they're saying, hey, now they're saying maybe we should wear two masks, not one. So two masks.
Here you
now.
Go. Here you go on your political tirade.
No, we're not a political show.
Mr. Independent over here. Look, the next thing you know, he'll hit me with, hey,
no,
give everybody
dude,
a bunch of money. And
come on, dude. We can talk about whatever. I can tell you that I don't think two masks is great. I can say that. One ain't great. I forget all the time.
You need to.
I know. I really probably need like three. So this year, I compared this year. I'm going to ask you this question because you and I have talked about this off the air a bunch. If you, for you personally this year, one word, just from February, from March to today, one word.
Regret.
Yeah, that's a good one, dude. We won't even tell that story. And it's not even a bad, but it, dude, that's true. That's a good word. You know what I'll call it? Fiasco. All year long.
Yeah.
Man, you know, I've never told this story. Have I ever told you the story of my 2012? Should we talk about it? We probably should.
No.
No? Don't talk about it? Yeah, we should.
Go ahead.
So
roll it.
I'll just tell you. No, I'm because I compared this year for me. This was a tough year for me mentally, dude. I didn't do great. I mean, you know, I watched the news. It didn't matter what I was watching. Everything was virus. It's negative. Everything was just negative. Dude, it was a brutal year. And I don't, for whatever reason, I had, I had issues. Anyway, so 2012, my dog dies January 5th, grandmother March 19th, uncle drops, my dad's dying of ALS, we have the wildfires late June, and I lose my job August 8th. Then my dad dies September 3rd. That was my 2012. Now, that was crazy, crazy. My dad's brother was healthy, too. He stood up. He had a clot. Boom. Then my dad. So anyway, I compared this year to that mentally. It was different, but it was tough this year for me.
That story makes me feel, not to make light of it, but that story makes me feel a lot better about Ohio State allowing or Penn State getting a random field goal to end the half and things like
Dude,
that.
It was
my year wasn't that bad.
So the cops are at my house during the wildfire. They weren't going to let me back in to get to my family when all that went down. For reals.
What?
My animals are loose. My cats couldn't find them. The cop comes to my house. We're the last ones in the last people. Cause my wife said, I'm not leaving without this other cat. Can't leave him. The fire was right by the fire. That
Christy
fire
was ready to die for a kitty.
She was ready to die for the kitty. Christy. Now the funny, the crazy.
I gotta tell my girl. Yeah. She's so going to love that. Dude, when we come visit, she's going to love that story.
We get in the car and the cop's like, you guys got to go now. I said, officer, can't do it. He's like, he looks at me like he wants to pull it out on me, man. He's like, get out of here. We couldn't do it. Could not find the cat for about 10 minutes. Finally find the cat. Doug, I'm not lying to you, edgy poo. When you looked in my rearview mirror when we were driving, the mountain, but right by it ain't, I'm right on it. It was on fire. Anyone that listens to the show, the pictures you were seeing back in 2012, those pictures, that was my hood. It was crazy.
Wow. Yeah.
Then while the fires are going on, we get back in the house. I go to my website, my company website, company sold.
Now that was the craziest part of the story when I heard it the first time. Yep.
Yeah. Because
that was the icing on the cake.
We knew things were coming, but you think they'd tell, you know, it was, I went in, boop,
overnight.
had to take 60K pay cut and move to Indianapolis to keep my job.
Unreal.
Peace. Can't do it.
Unreal.
Can't move to Indianapolis and make 60K less. So that year was a shit show. This year it was tough and it kind of hit me up emotionally. You know, I have no more friends besides you. I don't see Landy much. Yeah, I have no friends. My boy Vesty said, hey, come watch the Iowa. He's a huge Iowa Hawkeye fan. They're good this year in hoops. He's like, come on over. He's like, hey, come on over. I'm getting ready to go to his house. I sat down and said, you know, I don't feel like going to his house. I called him, had to make up a story. Yeah, didn't feel like.
Dude, my girl's having the same.
I feel like I'm depressed, dude.
When you're a hermit already, like when you're like me and you're already to that point where you just have a random friend that you never even met in person that you just hijacked a sports gambling show with as one of your best friends, that shows you how much of a recluse I am because I don't ever got to actually go out the house to see you.
No, I know.
That's why I love you, man. You're my best friend because I never have to see you.
You've been home. Yeah, but you're coming out in September. That'll be
good.
Well,
yeah. I'm just in the sense of like, I hate that. I mean, but it's gotten worse though, your point, to this year. Like, my girl doesn't even want to leave the house to go to Walmart. She wants the Walmart pickup.
I'm just saying.
She used to love going to Walmart.
It hit me wrong with my friendships and emotionally. I don't know. Well, like I've seen Landy, I think twice. Now I go to his house. It's usually an event. You know, you have a friend like that. When you get together with them,
yeah,
it's going to be good food. It's going to be booze. It's going to be good laughing. I've only seen him twice since late October, I think. I went 2 months because of he it was just weird. My boy Vesti, like I said, I haven't seen him for I think coming up on 5 or 6 months, and I have no other friends here.
Crazy.
Jason called me. Jason texted me today. Awfully quiet. Now I just deleted it. I didn't even respond to him. Delete.
Well, that kind of leads in. I mean, if there's a bad beat for the year segment, I mean, that leads into it as to why it's like, how can I be on the grid? I can't be on the grid. I had to go off the grid.
You've been home more than now. I've been talking to you for a few years because we used to talk about the games before the show. But you've been home more this year. But for me, I don't know if I compared the two. I know a lot of people are hurting. I just hope my hope is that we get to summer and we get some more, we get back to normality. Because, and that this leads me into the football season, which is where I was going. Let's be honest. College football is much. Now, I will miss it. I'll be honest. I will miss the you-know-what out of football, dude. It was just – it's kind of an escape just to not listen to news. You don't watch anything good or bad. You're just watching a football game.
I hate but football. I've never hated football this much in my life.
I know. You're kind of out. You're out.
On the game of football, I've never thought I could hate the game of football so much right now.
Why? Tell the people. Tell people why the Edge, man, is out. Just on the football game, you don't like it. You're complaining every week.
I just think the quality of the games is terrible. The college product was awful this year. The NFL product, I mean, it's just always the same thing with the NFL where they're not calling the obvious holding call before the half against like any game you look at. But really, there's so many games that aren't cappable, so to speak. Like you can't handicap.
That's a fact.
It's increased though. Like when you look at a rule change like moving the extra point back, you can't tell me that that had anything to do with – only thing it had to do with was making the game more random. And that relates to gambling. It's not wins and losses. The NFL –
You felt it affected it.
Yeah, it does.
When they changed that rule, you told me – literally when you – the first day that rule changed, we had just probably started talking. We were kind of – because that's been a couple of – you said – that's the not only is it the dumbest change, but it's going to completely affect wagering. And maybe not that the NFL had anything to do. Obviously, they didn't do it for that reason, but it definitely has because then it forces the 2-pointers.
Right.
I don't agree with you on the NFL product. I thought what the NFL did. But listen, considering the times, how the NFL handled the virus outside, they had a couple of weeks where it started to get slippery, right? You got Pittsburgh playing Baltimore on like a Wednesday afternoon. It started to get dicey.
You want
to
dive into something on the NFL though?
Huh?
I'll throw this at you.
Eight.
Less marquee guys than ever. To me. I mean, I'm just saying in the sense of like, there is no Randy Moss. There is no – Julio's on toward the tail end of his career. There is no Calvin Johnson. I mean, Jalen Ramsey, okay, maybe he's a premier, but it's just – I don't know. I don't – I look around the league.
I'll say this
to
you.
I mean, look at the running backs. I mean,
I'll disagree with you at the quarterback position. I'm going to disagree with you at the QB position. You want me to tell you why?
QB's a little different.
Well, that's big, though. I do agree with you. And if you went position by –
It's hard to compare QBs now.
Well, it is
– I'm just saying running backs, wide receivers.
I agree. But running backs,
I mean, you're looking at Allen Robinson as the main guy for the Bears. But you would think that in this age, you would have more studs than there are. There's not as many DK Metcalfs, and he drops.
I agree. But running back position,
terrible
overall, is less valuable. Now I know they pay.
Not as much talent there?
Well, I would agree with that, but I'll say this:
like, who's the premier? Who's the Ray Lewis right now?
Dude,
who's the Ed Reed?
I think you got Mac at Chicago when he's healthy. He's a freak.
He's an outside guy.
This kid Barrett's a freak for Tampa. Yeah, but you have some players. But I do agree with you.
I mean, Aaron Donald, I guess. But I don't know. It just doesn't feel the same as it used to.
Well, we're in a transition at the quarterback position, faux show. But you think about it. You were right on this. I believe Herbert for San Diego is going to be I'm wrong. Like I said, I always say it. I'm wrong about 38% of the time. It's not great. But no, for reals. But I think Herbert's going to be unbelievable. Obviously, Mahomes going to be great. I think one of these kids coming out again. I said it. I got crushed for it too. I just think Lawrence is going to be a bust. But nobody agrees with me. But I think somebody's going to be good. We'll see. And you've got some other, you know, depending on where Watson goes, Watson can be good if he goes in the right system. I really believe that. I like Watson.
I don't.
You don't? Yeah, you're not a Watson
guy. Hey. I mean, I love him, but I don't like him, if that makes sense.
How about your boy? How about your boy, the trade? Ooh. What about that trade, Lions and Rams? You get hammered, dude.
Why do you get hammered for that? That was like the Herschel Walker trade. You're getting a legit starting QB who's younger than the guy you're getting rid of, and you're getting multiple first round and second round picks. It's a great train robber. It's amazing, dude. You understand? Here's how I put it to you. They looked at their second best offer and thought, "Is this a real?" Like, they couldn't believe that offer. Compared to their
second. I agree with you. I think Goff gets crushed. Look, I'm not.
I mean, what's their second offer? You tell me. Where are they getting a reliable quarterback?
I'm not a Goff guy.
There's nowhere to go.
I'm not a Goff guy, but I agree with you on this. Like you said, you've laid it. He's been in the playoffs 3 or 4 years. He's only been in the league 5 years. He goes to playoffs.
Hey, I told a few guys on Twitter, and I'm not going to call him. I saw it. I like him. So, but I'm just trying to put it in perspective for them. He's been to as many Super Bowls as Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers. You can go down the list, okay? Just getting to one Super Bowl is hard enough, Buck Weeks. I mean, out there, right. It's like they don't think when they speak. It's like, how many quarterbacks get to a Super Bowl at all?
It's hard. Well, we know Brady does it about 20% of the time since they've had the Super Bowl. That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, he had Gurley, but it's not like he had Earl Campbell or some great defense. I mean, they were just a good team, but he was a big part of them being in the Super Bowl.
Listen, McPeavy.
Did he miss a throw to Brandon? Did Cooks drop that ball or did he miss the throw on that touchdown? Should have been touchdown to
Thought someone dropped a touchdown for sure.
That was
I don't remember.
In the back of the end zone on like a 40-yard rope. So, I mean, you know, it just happens like that. I mean,
listen, McPeavy's looking to make, but he's a cocky, he's arrogant. He was supposed to be the next Belichick. He's really not. He's not. He's okay, McPeavy. He ain't great.
Can we have a regular college football season? Some freak friend of mine.
Tell you this. You didn't want to talk politics, so we won't talk politics.
Hey, I sent you the schedule. Hey,
if we get to March and they're like, hello, everybody, we need to wear two masks and also put water around your hog, too, and your anus. If you cover up your anus, so now we're going to wear four masks. If we start wearing two masks, are we going to have a normal football season in only 6 months from then? Probably not.
I like the idea of just having two media sources where whichever one you like, go, like, I would have, like, other people that I know would have loved, just people out there, if they could have gone to a news outlet and they would have pretended that Hillary Clinton was president, they'd have loved that. So from now on, I think we just have two outlets and two different worlds, because in reality, we ain't changing anything related to politics, so why worry about it? I need to pick winners.
Well, it got slippery for you as the year went on, man. But I guess here's the beautiful thing. You have lost, from what you told me, you have lost, which this doesn't happen to you, and you have lost six straight Super Bowls. And it's not possible you're going to lose seven. It's not possible. Come on, no, man. Take the bullet.
Yeah, let me think of the last one I picked right is the thing. When we were on the phone the other night, I said, man, I can't remember the last one I picked right.
It's crazy. Now, here's the thing. You were so hot last year going into that. There was and you got completely porked. I thought, I mean, what, the Chiefs scored three touchdowns, the last 8-9 minutes?
Oh, man. But the live betting, it was so high at one point. It was like +700.
But you were so hot last year and the year before. Just you got to the Super Bowl. I remember you were so high and hot on the Ram game and taking the Rams against the Patriots. Loser. Last year, Niners.
Yeah, because did. Yeah, I might be at seven, honestly. Good Lord.
I know, but here's what's crazy. It's not possible you're going to lose this year. I believe you have the winner. I think you got the winner.
Oh, I know I do.
The big fatty.
I think 80% of America has the winner, so it's not a big secret. Here's what I want. I just want to dive in. When can I just – I've been thinking about this question.
Have you watched – we're going to get to the Super Bowl.
I know, but let's just go sidetrack back to it. But one question just to appetizer, and then we'll just go back to what
– Okay.
If you're Andy Reid, what's your speech? What is your number one thing? Because I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'll just tell you. If I'm Andy Reid for 2 weeks, I just tell Mahomes, you don't have to force anything because I'm going to let you throw it more than any quarterback. I'll tell him every day, look, don't force a thing because we're going to throw it as much as possible. We're going to break a record, I promise you. Because I want to give him the peace of mind and knowing, because sometimes throughout the year, whether it's against the Dolphins, whoever, okay, he's a freak. So he tries to force things sometimes. He usually doesn't in the playoffs, but even when they were down 24-0, I mean, but my point is, if he doesn't force things, they are going to win the game. That with the coupling of this, if he doesn't force things and he gets enough opportunities, because sometimes Reed will frustrate you and you'll say, why are you not throwing it more? But as long as he throws it a ton and Mahomes doesn't force it, they're going to win. They will not lose.
I think that Kansas City – think about this for a second. If what's his name, the defensive kid for Kansas City, is not offsides, this is their third straight Super Bowl. And they probably would have beaten the Rams that year too. And this is their third straight Super Bowl. And come on, man, in this day and age, three straight Super Bowls, you just don't – I mean, it's hard to, when you take that ticket with Tampa plus +3, dude, that's a hard bet to make if you ask me. Now, 5 years ago, even at 38, it was hard to go against Brady. But this Brady's different. Like last week, he looked like – I was on the phone with Jason when he was literally taking him down the field on that one drive, pat, pat, right down the field. You're like, damn, you couldn't believe it. You personally were salty and could not believe what you were watching. And Jason's like, dude, he looks unbelievable. But guess what? Father Time's still undefeated. Now, he has defied Father Time with his tofu and his creams and whatever else he does. I think he sleeps in a tomb at like 8 p.m. till it gets like 10, 8, 12 hours a night. I don't know what he does. But you could see in the second half he looked old. His arm looked old. He looked old. He doesn't miss Evans on that. If he throw the old Brady, Evans walks in the end zone. Then there was another one to the other good receiver, Goodwin.
Oh, Rodgers
wide open. It was a big play. Oh, he was wide open, and there was a couple of throws in the second half. Now, I just can't go. I think the game's going to go monkey. Do you understand? Listen to me. I think the game is going to go monkey on the Chiefs side. I think they're out to prove a point, and I agree with you. And that's why my prop that I'll give out, I feel, is a lock. It's my NFL. Listen to this. You ready for this play? This is crazy. Because no one gives it. It's not – I'm making it up right now, but this is what it is. It's my NFL game of the life, game of your life. That's the prop. That's the bet. It's the NFL play of my life. That's what it is. That's how strong it is. It's more than the game. It's two or three up from the game of the year, this prop I'm giving out, only because I see it a certain way. Now, would you listen to me in football? I don't know. Should you listen to me in hoops? Yeah, because even when I lose two straight like I've done, guess what I tell you? Love this game on the second half of Chattanooga. No one who chatting people are like Chattanooga. Who? Chattanooga playing Western Carolina. They are rolling. I love it. I told people, listen, I don't lose Serena. We don't go on losing streaks in hoops. And we're going to talk a little bit before we get into the Super Bowl because you want to talk a little NBA. College hoops to me, I'll break it down for you like this. If this game wins that I did, I've given 42 plays. I've won 27 of them if this second half wins. Because the other one, I don't know the score of the Seton Hall game. But I think that's going to be a poo-poo loser because those two idiots couldn't score anything in the first half. So anyway, this second half wins. College basketball, it's the worst. This is the worst of my lifetime watching college hoops, or I'll say the last 20 years. It's the worst Kentucky, Michigan State, Duke, and Kansas team combined that I've ever seen. No, these are not. So it's one of those years. Gonzaga's, to me, is the best team. They probably have three or four NBA players. Can they be beaten in a one and done? Of course. But it's not college hoops. The tournament's going to be unbelievably difficult to predict. Why? Now, here's one thing I'll tell you about college basketball, and then you can chime in on the NBA and say your thoughts, but it's not one and two. The NBA goes monkey. College basketball, I thought with no fans, think about you, edgy boy. You're a 19-year-old kid playing football with no fans. Would you be as nervous as if the fans were? I'm just saying, no. I know it doesn't get you. Football is different than basketball. But I thought in basketball.
When you're back there playing safety, boy.
I know, but with no fans, like in basketball, there's nobody in the stands. I just thought it would almost become like practices where they would shoot better.
I thought guys would ball out better. Yeah, I think
that's you wouldn't believe the shooting percentages. There's some teams that shoot like 34. How can you shoot 34% in an empty arena? I don't even get it. How do they have scholarships? Skippy shot about 39% from threes. You got the props up?
No. Talk to me. I mean,
what about NBA for you? You're obviously, you go sick for the Lakers. You love them.
Well, right? I also think that the trade for the Nets really helped the NBA because the
Eastern. So you honestly think the Net? Do you? I'm going to ask you this question. Get to the finals. Lakers, a healthy LeBron and Davis, and that group they have, I think they made some fantastic moves. And LeBron takes some time off. He's healthy and he's ready to roll against the Nets in the final. Come on, man. Those guys can't beat the Lakers. Can you beat the Lakers once or twice because they just go monkey? Unless those guys went absolute monkey for four or five straight, and I mean monkey, you can't beat the Lakers. They can't beat the Lakers. Can't stop them. They're not defensive players.
Hey, at least there's another team in the East because the East is awful. The East is a joke right now. They're terrible. When you look up and down the East, you're just like, what is that?
I'll say this. Maybe one of the worst signings that I've ever seen in sport. I'm not saying NBA history. I'm going to call it sports history is the contract that Giannis got, the freak.
The freak?
Might be one of the worst contracts in NBA history. Outside of
to do, what are you supposed to do? Not sign.
I'm just telling you. For me,
well, tell me what GM Skippy does. I don't want to hear how bad the contract was. I want to hear what you would.
I don't want to hear what I would have done. Hey, yeah. Ship that biatch out. I don't care how. Guess what? He's not a winner. He's not a winner.
He's not a winner. What are you talking about? Hey, okay, let me just. Hey, leading.
You can't shoot from the perimeter.
Hey. Leading
in the playoffs,
scorer.
You can't shoot from. I don't care about what you do in the regular season. I don't care if you're the best defensive player. I'm talking to you about championships. I'm not saying is he a. Of course, he's a great. He's a great
point
player.
Rebound,
he ain't worth the contract.
Yeah. Points, rebounds,
not worth the contract.
Listen to this: the last couple games, he led all three, led two of three, all three, all three, two of three, all three. I mean, he carries the team. He drops 31, 34, 25, 27, 24, 38, 34.
Playoffs.
Nobody's more consistent. He's worth every penny. You're a psycho.
You know what? I am a psycho. I have so many issues I couldn't even tell you about. But I'm going to tell you this.
You go ahead and take John Wall.
How about this look?
You know his production.
Look at this look. What up?
Hey, I see you.
Hey, he's not worth the money. He's not a good free throw shooter in the he's not a good free throw shooter in the clutch, which I know a lot of guys aren't. I get it. But if I'm gonna pay you the equivalent of $1 trillion or a billion, whatever
John
he's
Wall,
getting.
Look at John Wall. He's terrible.
Wait a second. Listen, you're not letting me finish with Giannis because this is what you do. This is why you wouldn't be good in you wouldn't be good in politics. You won't shut the fuck up.
Hey,
let me tell you something.
That's how Trump got elected, ding dong. What are you talking about?
Listen to me with Giannis.
Oh,
he's been stopped in the playoffs with the same type of defense. Let me tell you when Giannis will be worth that $1 trillion or $1 billion, whatever it is. When he can learn to shoot the ball from 15 feet and out consistently, I'll pay you a quarter or a half of $1 billion. It's like the Simmons contract was the second worst because he sucks too.
That bad this year.
Simmons sucks. Never shoots threes. Can't shoot free throws. Look. Free throws, they're called free for a reason. Free throws. It's like, I feel like
NBA is going to be better than college, but college basketball is terrible this year.
I feel like I've been discriminated against, literally.
Tell me about Garza. Like
I should have been sick. If
Tell
I was 6'8".
Nobody cares about Garza. That's how bad college basketball is. We're talking about Luke Garza.
You know what? I'll tell you this about Garza.
Wrong.
I'm gonna tell you about Garza. I know so much about him. You don't know anything about him. Let me tell you what he can do.
No, he almost went to Maryland and he sucks.
Okay. Let me tell you what he can do. Let me tell you when he sucked when he almost went to Maryland. That boy can play for he's not a
he
great
can play
athlete.
In the terrible NCAA
nope.
league. He
no.
can't play in the NBA.
No. Let me tell you what he'll be good at in the pros. Let me tell you what he'll be good at. He's 6'11". Is he gonna go drive on someone by him? No, it's not gonna be his game. But let me tell you what he can do, and someone's gonna get a hold of him and they're gonna make him. I'm going to say this word. I'm going to get absolutely crushed. But he's got this kind of touch for 6'11". Old Dirk. Yeah, old Dirk. Yeah. Okay, I'm just telling you, he can shoot free throws.
Well, he scores every night, 20 or more every night.
Okay, he's getting better, but here's what he can do.
I mean, he's more.
He's not athletic. They'll kill him in the NBA because he's slow. He's not quick. I don't even know if he can get 6 inches off the ground. What I do know he can do is he can shoot an 18 to 20 footer, and he can hit it consistently. Well, that's a big deal if you can do that in the NBA.
It is. I'm just saying. But if you're like Shaq running up and down the court, I don't know about it.
Okay, well, Garza's not Shaq. So, I mean, what kind? Yeah,
he runs like Shaq. He runs like Shaq.
If my hog was 2 inches longer, it'd be a foot long, and that'd be great. What does that mean?
Here's what I think he'll be good at in the NBA.
I mean, Garza or Shaq, you're comparing. See, this is why we're not going to do
a basketball
show. No, I think
Garza runs like Shaq.
Jesus.
And he shoots. Yeah, he shoots great. But he runs. He's so slow and bad on defense. He's not going to be anything. Here's what he's going to be great at in the NBA. Pouring the water. That's it. He's going to be a bench warmer, if that.
I agree. I disagree. You know why? He was horrible when he came in. He has worked. He is a worker. I'm just telling you. And anyone who followed him from a freshman to now will know what I'm saying. Because you don't even know college basketball like me.
I know the guys that flunk out in college basketball.
Let me look at the score before I say I'm the greatest.
You probably loved Adam Morrison, too. You thought Adam Morrison was going to be Larry Bird. Didn't you? Don't lie.
I can't say it just yet that I'm the greatest because that one's gotten dicey. If that one loses, I take a day off. We don't lose this straight. I'm just telling you.
Hey, how do the Chiefs lose?
All right, we'll go all football now, but I wanted to get that in on basketball.
All football now.
I will update the people if that Chattanooga second half wins because that's big, man. Got to get to 32 and 18 in the first 50 plays. That's 64%. That keeps me rolling for five straight years. Now, how do the Chiefs lose? The Chiefs lose if I think if Tampa, now I'll be honest with you. I think the Chiefs defense, especially in crunch time, dude, they show up. I mean, they just are there. Think about it. They are money in crunch time. Well, come on, the guy doesn't jump off sides. Patriots did nothing in that game in the second half against the Chiefs until
they might be three-peating if they. I know.
That's what I'm saying.
Last
year, the Niners could. That Niners offense was scary all year. They could do nothing in the second half in that game, and so how did the Bucs lose if Brady plays the Chiefs could lose if Brady plays like Brady did in the first half of the Green Bay game for four quarters, that they have a shot. The Bucs lose Kansas City loses if what you just said, if Mahomes gets so frustrated because of some stupid game plan that Reed has that he starts forcing stuff, taking bad sacks, a fumble sack, they could lose. Other than that, if I'm Andy Reid, I do exactly what you say. I come out, I throw it all the time because I don't think Tampa can stop them. Short passes, I use the backside of the backfield on Tampa, and I keep Mahomes up as much as possible as far as not getting hit, not getting sacked, and I think they roll in the game. I mean, I think it could be a great game, but I think they're going to be hard to beat.
That's great.
What do you mean? Why do you say it like that?
Because I want to say this, and I wonder how much longer is this like – I guess it is a prediction, but just I feel like Patrick Mahomes is going to be the best player ever. Like, and I felt like that, you know, as friends, really have felt like he's the best I've ever seen for years. I mean, it's been years now.
Can you keep talking to the people? I'm going to take my earphones out. I'm going to keep recording. I've got a little whiskey to the left. And I'm going to put some in my glass. Now, keep talking, though, because I'm not stopping the recording.
No.
This is the last show. I don't give a
And then we're talking Brady.
Hey, I need 12 points in 2 minutes and 56 seconds.
You're boned. You're boned. Loser.
I could be boned.
Loser.
Hey, do me a favor. Take your little hog out. Take your little hog out and slap yourself with it when you talk.
Oh, it's not moving at all. It is not moving at all. All
right, I'll be back in a second, peeps. Go on now. Talk some props to the people.
Well, that's another thing. Obviously, you take
do something productive.
Well, you take all the props for the Chiefs you can because everybody's going to be on those, and you get them early because if you wait, they're going to be so juiced up that they're not even going to have any value. I mean, they're already so juiced.
Yeah, man. Let me get something to drink. You do the props. I'll be back in a second. Roll that shit.
Well, the one already know the ones that you loved were the Tyreek Hill over catches, over touchdowns, over yards, Tyreek Hill everything. The good thing about the Super Bowl that people forget is on most places you can actually change the odds on a lot of these. So if you really think Tyreek Hill is going to go over his yards, you can take it up a little higher and get better odds on a lot of places. What are some of the props that you've been looking at? Obviously, there's a ton of exotic props. I don't really get into those much, but I know sometimes you know, because the thing is they limit you. So it's kind of
– I'm back. Hey.
There's only so much you can do. What color is the Gatorade?
Let me give you my best prop, okay? I've already said – I said it on Twitter. It's my NFL game of my life. He loves this game. Yeah, I'm going to go over the 6.5 TDs. When I close my eyes, I see 7 or more touchdowns. You might sweat it, but that's what I see. Now, if it doesn't work out, I don't know what to tell you. I'm pooey, but I love it. I, on the other hand, have won most of my Super Bowls. I did lose last year's, but I've won a ton. I probably won, like a few years ago, Dougie, this is that year I was just unbelievably, it was 18-1 run in the play. It was crazy on the junkies. I gave Brady to beat the Falcons. You know, I gave Brady -2.5. I was getting destroyed on Twitter when it was like 28-3 or whatever. Just destroyed. But what happened? He picks fatties. So my prop is the over 6. I mean, again, I think if I was playing props and I was really into it, there's no chance I wouldn't play either Tyreek Hill yards or I probably play both Kelce and Hill.
See, when you were gone, I told the peeps that I knew that was the one you love was Tyreek Hill, and that's the one I agree most with.
Well, I don't know that Tampa can shut him. You know, I kind of like Mike Evans over 65 yards, and I'll tell you why. If he just gets deep on one ball, he could get it in one. I mean, and he really hasn't done tons. I mean, he's due for. I mean, I think he's great. He's due for a good game.
I think when you look up at Mahomes through 49 times. I'll be
80. Hey, how about total passes are 80? The first meeting between these two teams, which is the last Tampa Bay loss when they were 7-5, was 90 pass attempts. The over and under in the Super Bowl, over under is 80. Now, like I told, I was talking to Jason, and I'll tell you this with that 80. It really depends just on the game. Like, what's, you know, if one team gets ahead,
it better not. Because if you're the Chiefs and Reed, you tell Mahomes from the rip all week. We're gonna break a record for most attempts because we're gonna throw
it
like
we're gonna throw like we're down 21.
We're gonna throw like we're down 21 from the game start to the game end, no matter what. Because it's the Super Bowl, I'm not taking my foot off the gas at all. I mean, you saw firsthand. You have to learn from the Falcons. That's a modern day collapse. I mean, you cannot take your foot off the gas if you're the Chiefs. You need to throw well over 40 times. Well over 40 times, dude.
Yeah. Well,
it ain't about Brady. It's about the Chiefs defense is not that great. That's what it's about. If they had the Rams defense or like a legitimate defense, that'd be one thing. The Chiefs defense is hanging on by a thread always.
You say that, but
they win. But my point is they make you sweat it a lot of times when you're laying 7 or whatever, you're laying 4 against the Saints and they dominate them all game. Matthew will drop a pick in the end zone. You know, they're not as good a defense as you might think. They do just enough.
They do just a lot of, like, again, the spreads. I mean, one guy put 2.6 or 2.3 on the Bucks.
Well, that's, I think he should have gave me that. I'd hit the over because the over is going to hit. Mahomes over 40 attempts is going to hit.
You've had two really, you know, last year, I don't think the over got there. And 2 years ago, it definitely didn't. I was the worst Super Bowl ever.
It doesn't matter to me because I know this. Mahomes is going to put up 40, and the Chiefs' defense isn't that good. So regardless of the outcome, the score could be 50-40, Bucks win. My point is, regardless of the outcome, it's going to go over.
What about the 80 attempts?
I don't want to mess with that.
Okay.
Because I was saying earlier, I don't know if it cut off or whatever, but if you're the Bucks. You better run the ball. I lean toward under 39 attempts. The only thing is I do think they're going to get smoked. But my point is if it doesn't go that way, especially early, Fournette has been a vital factor to them even being here. And Ronald Jones has potential as long as you don't throw it to him. And I think that those guys better be a big part of their game plan. I mean, if Arians comes out and just tries to match them throwing the ball, they are going to get housed. They're going to get housed probably either way. I just think Hill's healthier than he's ever been at this point in the year when my eyes look at him from what I've seen. And when Hill's healthy like that, he's unstoppable. Because even when he's hurt, he's still hard to contain.
But how do the Bucs guard Kelce? Now, Hill killed them in the first quarter in the first game. I think he had 200 yards in the first quarter. The Bucs were up 17-3, I think. 17-0, 17-3. Tampa made a late push in the same stadium. You know what's funny about the Chiefs, like you said? Damn, they'll just – it's like they'll be up big and then for – you know, they didn't do it last week or 2 weeks ago against the Bills. You know, Bills were up 9-0 and they went up on them and there was no – the game was over. But I don't know if I compare the – Bills. Now, I'll tell you who was – see, the one thing – Brady can't move a lick. The one thing, you know, Bills were able to
– How about Brady throws interceptions?
Right, and Allen was able to run the ball on the Chiefs, but that's not available for the Bucs. So it's a totally – it's really a totally different game plan, obviously. You know, Arians isn't the guy that wants to go short, 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 which Brady obviously perfected at the Patriots. They have the receivers. They have everybody to do it.
Even if they run the ball, they could get smoked. Even if they run for 150 yards, they could get smoked.
They got to get pressure on them.
They have to have Mahomes force something. That's it.
Correct.
It's that simple. Right. Or what's the only other thing to me? That's why I broke it down earlier, because that's the only I've thought about it for days. There's only two ways they can lose: force something and turn the ball over, or don't throw the ball enough. That's it.
Right. I don't think why would Reed get to this point where you know, like you said, we all know it. Mahomes is the best. If you say, all right, I'm going to start a team with one player in the NFL right now, tomorrow, and we're starting a new team, and I can take anyone from the NFL to do it. The one player you're going to take, and it's not even close, is Mahomes. I mean, he does things that the United States in general, that's just the type of country we are. We take things for granted. The greatness we're seeing now from Mahomes is ridiculous. The greatness we've seen from Brady. I mean, it's crazy. In my mind, the greatest athlete ever. I mean, 10 Super Bowls?
Mahomes
and people will club you, whatever. Mahomes played was a fiasco.
Mahomes played a much better defense when he played the 49ers, and he didn't have 300 yards, and he had two interceptions and still won the game. So going to win another Super Bowl, and he will win over and over and over until he gets hurt, because I don't think it really matters as long as he's on the team. He's like Brady where – and again, Brady, I'm glad you're leading into that, because you can argue with me, you can text me, you can do it, whatever. I'll talk to anybody anywhere about it. They're wrong. He's the best athlete ever. I don't even necessarily like him, but I do appreciate him, because I've seen how clutch he is, how tough he is. He gets no credit for being tough. This year is the cherry on top, because I thought for sure with the way the Arians system is, the way he likes to air it out, slow developing plays, a lot of play action, that he would get banged up immediately, be out all season at some point, and he's been tough as nails, hasn't missed a game, and he's the GOAT. And not just the GOAT in football, in any sport, because Michael Jordan, right? Only won with the Bulls. He only won with the Bulls. Tiger Woods.
Hey, can I give you something? Let's do nobody an update. Gives dude, we're, it's talk a new... about
Chattanooga. Nobody cares about Chattanooga. Nobody cares about Chattanooga. They're putting real chips on the Super Bowl.
Real I know, but some my know boys, hey, are the winners. My boys just put real chips on Chattanooga, 74-67 final, 85 points, 27-15 piece basketball, the greatest. I am Tom Brady of college basketball overs. I'm going to tell you that right now. Anyway, I do agree with you. I think let's just say there's a gun to your head and you've got $50,000 in a bag, and the guy says, listen, you got 5 hours to get me $100,000 or nine. You got 5 hours to get me $95,000 or you're dead. It don't matter. $95,000 or you're dead. Who are you putting it on? You're going to put that on Brady, the old man, or are you going to put that on Mahomes and lay the point? Now, I would say to the guy with the gun, I'd say, listen, Rick, I know you can hit me. Can I buy that to 2.5 with no vig from you? Can I do it 2.5? Now, if he says, yeah, I'm probably going to roll the G.
I like 7.5.
Well, come on. You can't have it at 3.
I like 8.5. Take it up, baby. I like taking
now
it up.
Now, I know
take
you. You're going to pretend you're out, but I know you. You got something big.
I'm so in on 8.5. I'm so big on 8.5 plus 2, whatever.
You mean the minus?
Yeah, I mean, but I mean the juice will be plus 2, whatever. You know,
Yeah, did you have you done it or are
no,
you?
Because no, no, no.
I know you've. Don't you lie. You lie. You're looking at me. Hey,
no,
cover yourself. I saw that little thing. Jesus, that's tiny.
Took my breath away. That ain't, you didn't see
come
anything.
On,
that
man.
Took
what
my
is,
breath
that
away.
Looks like, damn, I found a hearing aid today in the woods for real. Been chopped up and stuff. Jesus Christ. Anyway.
Like the Bucks defense will be. They're done. They're toast. This is going to be a blow. Hey, Seahawks. Broncos. That's what
Jesus,
it's going to
hit
be.
Me. Hey,
see,
the purple coochie hit me now.
Dude,
that stuff hit me now. Jesus Christ. Let me ask you a question. Are you going in on the Super Bowl or are you not? I know you are, but I want to hear you lie to the people. Look at him. Oh, I know you are. I know, and you won't tell me until it's done, and I'll get the call from a
Oh, it's
going to
be Chiefs
like
minus 2.5, Chiefs minus 3.5, Chiefs minus 6.5, Chiefs minus 8.5. I'm going to blow Chiefs team total
no, I know,
over.
But
won't Chiefs team total over. Lie. Over for the game. Mahomes attempts over. Tyreek Hill yards over.
I know. You are so long. Here's what will happen. I'll call you. Silence. All of a sudden, all that will hit. It'll be like a 10-year-old kid's on the phone.
All you have look, if you don't hear from me, Google, what is the public betting in the Super Bowl? And it'll be all my
You know what I'm going to Google? I'm going to Google your address, and I'm going to say, holy shit, that fool jumped off the roof. Oh, boy.
There's nothing that
no, I know
I
you're
mean,
going
Mahomes is going to win. It's probably the greatest lock in the history of the world.
So if you were betting and you had, because people bet bigger in the Super Bowl, like a $10 guy will say, all right, I'm going to put up 50 just on different things, props. A guy who bets 100 is going to play 300 or 400 on different stuff. Not everybody, but I'm just saying people will do that. You got $500. You, what are you doing? Are you playing props? Are you doing first half? See,
no.
I tend to look at that first half. I just can see it. You're going to know early. I see it coming out like gangbusters. I just do. I see a first half over. I see touchdowns. I see a lot of good things. That's what I see. Maybe it's just Skippy's outlook in 2021. I don't know.
I see a score where the Chiefs win by double digits. And it could be 10-0 or it could be 55-45.
Boy, but, you are a downer.
I mean, I really like the over too, but I'm just saying if you're asking me what you just asked me, my whole thing is going to be just take the Chiefs.
500. You're just taking the Chiefs minus the what? Would you buy it to 2.5 or are you going
go to
the 3 or you don't care?
6.5.
Oh, you good. You'll do an alternate line.
6.5.
So you're predicting a Chiefs ass. I'll just tell you this. Brady's been in 10 Super Bowl. He's won 6. He's lost 3. He lost 21-17 to the Giants, 17-14 to the Giants, and he lost by 8. I think it was 46-38. I don't remember the exact score. My wife was having issues at that Super Bowl. It was a dicey Super Bowl. I didn't even watch most of that. But I know he lost by 8, and he was driving to tie the game. So you're saying he gets blown out in a Super Bowl. Guy's been to 10.
Due theory.
He's been to 10.
Never been blown out, right?
Due theory.
Never been blown out.
Nope.
So due theory. Blow the doors off of him. How about that?
What if he gets a 7 in front of his – what if he gets a 7? That's lunacy.
What do you mean?
Seven, does he have to go down as the greatest athlete of all time? Literally.
He already is. It's
I know,
not even
I think
close.
He is too,
because but... to be able to just switch teams and just magically
right.
end up in
I mean, when Jordan went to the Wizards,
he did nothing.
He was dog poo.
Yeah,
I mean, he might have been able to take Skippy at the local gym, but I'm not sure because I'd
have
taken
Tiger won
the
most Masters?
Yeah.
No, he hasn't.
No.
Jack. I mean, not Masters. Jack. I'm talking about Majors. I mean, he didn't. My point
oh,
is.
Oh, Majors?
Like,
no.
So you can't say Tiger. You can't say Muhammad Ali.
Tiger
he lost
has,
multiple times. I mean.
Tiger has zero. If you could go less than zero, I would. Of catching Jack. Zero. Less than zero. He ain't catching him, dude. The kids are too good now. There's too much. The technology's changed. I mean, you got guys driving it. That one dude, I mean. Tiger's toasty. Now, could he get another one? Maybe, but three more, no chance. Game itself, the total, what do you have the total right? Is it still three? I didn't look right before the show. I probably should have. Is it still 3-57? What's the number? 3-56?
Yep.
It's
3.5 on most places.
Okay, so 3.5. I mean, when you close your eyes, do the Chiefs get to 38? I mean, don't they get 40 or more? Oh, I don't know about that, dude. You know,
I think there's going to be turnovers for the Bucs immediately. I think their running game will never get established. I think Mahomes won't make a single crucial mistake. I think the Chiefs are going to have the best game plan we've ever seen. And I think the Bucs are just overrated. They shouldn't be rated. I don't think the Bucs should be rated.
Why would you? So I think it's unbelievable. When I look at the road to the Super Bowl, the Chiefs played the Cleveland Poopies, right? With Baker, who, come on, Baker ain't ready. He's not ready. He's not ready.
7.5. Here's why you should be concerned. Why is Vegas only giving you, if you take the Chiefs -7.5, they're only giving you +175. Because that is not the standard. And then look at this, -10.5, you're only getting +235. Dude, that's not a lot.
Wow.
You take it up
they're
to
seven. Almost smelling
listen to this.
They're
17.5, they're only giving 17.5, you're only getting +500.
Wow. They're almost smelling a pummeling.
How do you not? I mean, I've never seen nothing like it. It's Michael Jordan. Dude, it's the most undercovered thing in sports that I've ever seen. He's bigger than LeBron James. He's bigger than Michael Jordan and Kobe. He's bigger than Tiger Woods. Patrick Mahomes is the greatest we've ever seen at his age. We've never seen somebody this dominant at his age. Not unless you want to go back to where they didn't even let the brothers play half the time. I mean, you know, when you look at Jim Brown highlights.
Are you talking about black people?
Well,
what are you talking about?
Segregation. They didn't let him play. You look at what Gale Sayers was playing against. The Kansas Comet was running away from Skippy. My point is you just haven't seen somebody this dominant.
Dude, Skippy got a little brother in him, dude. Have you seen my skin tone? Have you seen my – you want me to stand up and show you the hog?
Should Mahomes be on his third Super Bowl in a row possibly win right now? Yes, he should. How old is he? 25. Think about that. If he's an offsides away from – because they're going to win that game too. Come on. Nobody stopped him. They're going to win that game too. He'll have two Super Bowls back-to-back at this point, going into his third where he's favored to win. And everybody's healthy that he needs. And he should, once he wins today or, Sunday, boom, that should be a three-peat at 25 years old.
That is lunacy. Yeah, that's lunacy. And the thing about the Chiefs is – the thing about the Chiefs, they're young at so many different positions. And they've drafted well. I mean, you could see another
that contract
this year,
was the biggest bargain in sports.
Yes. You could see another, you're right. You could see another 3-5 year run with the Chiefs. I'm not saying they're going to win them all. I'm saying they could be in the mix. At some point, it's going to blow up because it does, because Kelsey will get older.
It does. Here's what happened with the Patriots. It does until it doesn't.
Look at this. Look at this. Look at him holding.
You know what I mean,
though?
It gets to the point.
Look what I'm holding.
Even with the Colts, dude.
Ricky.
I see you. Drink it up. But the point is, even with the Colts, some of these quarterbacks are so good. A Peyton Manning, a Brady, even Breeze. I mean, they keep their teams in the loop, but Mahomes is different. He doesn't keep them in the loop. He gets you to the big show. I mean, he doesn't. He's like I said, he's an offsides away from a three-peat in my eyes.
And I believe they would have beaten I think the game would have been different, but I think they would have probably beaten the Rams.
Yeah, of course. The Rams couldn't score. I mean, nobody has stopped them. Nobody has stopped them but themselves. They're an offsides away, like I said. I mean, at these past 3 years now, they've been dominant. But – And I think Hill's underrated to an extent, too. I think Kelsey gets the correct amount of love, but Hill, you know, I don't know if it's because he beat the girl up at Oklahoma State or what it is, but he doesn't get enough credit either. He's better than Julio right now. He's better than DK Metcalf. He's better than all
you
those
guys. You
know
that Scott – hey, Scott – is it Scotty Miller, the Tampa Bay young kid, the little white kid? He says he can beat Hill.
Well, okay.
Says he's faster than Hill. Now, I've watched them both – in many situations.
Haven't
I
had
don't
a
even
show.
Think it's close.
We haven't had
Byreek
since I had to smoke the boys out front at the barbecue.
What happened?
Oh, yeah, they were chirping. They were chirping, you know.
You mean, wait a minute. The Edge got involved in a foot race?
Oh, yeah. Hey, I crushed the boy. So his son
okay,
was about,
stop.
His son was about 13, right?
Hey,
oh, my dad's never lost a race. My dad's never lost a race. I go in, I put the old man's shoes on, I walk out there. Hey, we line up, stride on his ass. I mean, I look
now
back
listen,
at him, like, come on.
We might get canceled for this comment I'm about to say, but whatever. Okay, so how many people were in the race? Let me know. I'm going to ask you.
Three.
I don't care. Let's
three.
Be real.
Three.
Cancel me. Fuck
three.
Off.
There was three.
How many? Okay, when they were, what was the race of each kid racing you? What were they? You,
Shea White,
Caucasian.
One was a
all
cop,
white
though.
Kids?
One was a cop, though.
Oh, he's a,
or a professional.
What is that? That means he's a cop? So what is he? A
he's supposed to be, like I told him,
an Olympic
hey,
sprinter?
All, the only thing I've been texting
have you
them
seen
for
some
weeks,
of those kids running around chasing people? Come on,
the
man.
Only thing I've been texting for weeks are gifts of cops not being able to catch people like criminals.
So you raced two other white kids. So that already, that goes down. What else?
That was it. They got smoked. Like Hill would smoke Scotty Miller.
That's funny. Hill
he cost the Packers defensive coordinator his job, though, old Scotty Miller. Yes, he did. Go route, baby, nine route against
that
one high safety with 10 seconds left.
Did they fire Pat?
Oh, of course they did.
Wow.
Of course.
I didn't even know that.
Dude, what's
I know.
More egregious?
Well, he had to.
I mean, yeah, of
he
course. You have a one high safety look.
You know why I don't know that, though, edgy boy? I can't tell you. I don't watch ESPN anymore. I don't watch the news. I don't get on my phone. Jason will say, dude, your cell phone's been off for days. I leave it off most of the time. I've got issues. Chip.
How do I look?
Look at you. Jesus. I think you look. You look.
I have issues
not,
too, man.
Hey, do not stand up again. I'm being serious. I got to eat some dinner, man. Are we done or are you good or what?
I guess.
Where
I
are
mean,
we at?
What are we talking about? I mean, the Super Bowl.
We're talking
Bowl,
about.
What is, I mean.
Yeah. Can you tell the people before we hang up? Because
have you
I'm
heard any hot
done.
Takes? There's no hot
no.
take. I mean.
No, there's no. Dude, the only thing I've heard today is that possibly we need to wear two masks. I'm just not lying to you. That's what I heard. And I turned off every. I turned the TV, computers, phones, everything was off except my work computer when I heard I might have to wear two masks. I'm done with it. I can't do two masks. The only thing I will do that's two, I will wear a mask over my face, and I'm not kidding you. I'll put one over my hog. I'll jerk that thing and walk into a store and put the mask over my hog. I'm just telling you, that's what I'll do. Anyway, what else you got? Because I'm done. I got to go eat. Seriously.
That's really
you good. All right. So your bet before we stop, my oh. bet is I'm not going to bet. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to
give bet
out.
Is the over. And my bet is the
no. Team. No.
We love the over. You know they're going to
score
30.
Hey, this is funny. So I'm on my computer. My grandson's spending the night. My daughter continues to try to FaceTime on this computer like 17 times now. And I keep hitting decline and she's texting frantically. We want to say goodnight. I don't know what to tell her. I'm in the middle
Winners.
Of the final show, girl. What are
I
you talking about?
I hope people win, though. I hope it's like the GameStop stock. I hope everybody cashes in on the Chiefs in the over. We deserve
right,
it.
So my play is over 6.5 TDs. That's my Super Bowl play. There's no side. There's no anything. I don't care what the score is. I just feel like you'll have 7 touchdowns. I'm going to give a quick breakdown. Chiefs, Bills. 7 touchdowns. Packers, Tampa, 7 touchdowns. Tampa Bay in general, most of
that's
their games terrible. Over the last 5 weeks, over 6.5 touchdowns, they've gotten to 7. Kansas City, it's a Super Bowl. I think Reed comes out like the Edge says. I think he goes monkey. I do not think he plays conservative. I do not think Tampa Bay's defense is as good as San Francisco's was last year. At that time, they were killing teams. And I like the 6.5. Your play, $5,000. Because I know you. You're going all. I mean, you won't even tell me the truth until it wins. And then if I get call. And you'll sound like
it'll probably find a way to lose. I'm hitting them all. 2.5, 3.5, 6.
So you
and
are.
Half.
You're going. I'm being serious. You're going all in on the Chiefs.
Why not?
All right.
That's, hey, you know what I learned through living through Brady? Just living through the Patriots and Brady is
You better jump. Living through life.
Hey, it's like you better jump on the stock early. And Mahomes is a stock. He's like Amazon. Oh, he's you better funny, jump dude. In.
He's Amazon.
Lose.
How about I heard the other night?
He Amazon, doesn't lose.
I think Amazon they said is 3,045. Some read 3,045. Let me get one share of that. Now it started at like back in 99, it was like $1.52. How about that? $1.52, you buy a bunch and it's 3,000. Come on, man.
Hey,
this is hey, like the girl in Ozark said, man. I don't remember exactly what she said, so I'm gonna muck it up. But she said something like this: either you're running the shit or you're shoveling the shit. Basically, it's the have and have nots. That's where we're at, edgy boy.
Well,
you and I right now are what? Have nots.
Well, March 13th will be have some winners.
Gotta do
March. So, March 13th, the show will drop, or probably 12th, honestly.
How you don't know anything about college basketball? I was going to go on Notebook Wagering. Notebook Wagering knows basketball. They asked me to come on. I was going to do a podcast. Are you saying you want me to mix them and you want to do it?
No, you can still go on there, but you got to come on here. What do you mean?
Well, dude, I'm the greatest college basketball over handicapper in the
world.
Look,
all I'm going to do, I'm going to just
– the entire world, not even in the country.
I'm just going to set you up. You know how I do it. I want to know your best players. I want to know awards. I want to know who's – I mean, dude, nobody passes you the ball better with NCAA basketball. We're going to have
– that's true. Look at you. You look good, dude.
I promise you.
Keep sitting down, man.
This show will be funny.
You stay sitting. Do not stand up yet.
But honestly, to the peeps, our March Madness show – March 11th or 12th.
Dude, I'll get stoned. Here's what I'll do for the March Madness show. I'll get stoned. Now I know the teams. I know the coach. I'm a freak. Get a little stoned. Might talk a little more life. Maybe do a show. We'll see. But if not, if that show does not happen, we're thinking it's going to be back in the fall.
We're definitely coming back in the fall. But the point of it is we are March 11th or 12th. We're doing a Madness show. Because we have
you love it, dude.
Well, I do get psyched because I think, like me, not really being all in on it, I do like to hear your take. And
all in? You don't know anything about college.
Well, I mean, I
love you.
I know Garz is a big
fatty. No, you don't know anything. You know nothing.
He's a big fatty. All right. Hey, March 11th, I'll see you.
Peace.
Excited.
Now everybody pay a fee. Even Trump got to take a knee. When the horn blow, y'all going to see. Make the wall fall down like, yee. I don't do the most, but I do a lot. I'ma make a toast, cause we still alive. No big, I feel like Pac. I shoot the shot. I'm coming in hot.
Follow Big Fat Winner on Twitter and visit BigFatWinnersLive.com to keep up with the boys. Please subscribe, rate, and review the show on your favorite podcast app.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise. Having fun in the sun or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.